We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today. All right, a big couple weeks coming up here in New York sports for all of us as fans. And I'm going to give you the top five sports figures New York will be putting the F word in front of in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, I like that. We have new enemies, right?
All right.
Go ahead.
Let's meet our new enemies.
Here we go.
Number five.
Jake Gensel. He's the Carolina Hurricanes' big trade deadline acquisition from a former running mate with Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. He's lethal on the power play. And, Evan, what are the Islanders really bad at?
Oh, my God, their penalty kill is a disaster.
I think we're going to have a lot of F. Jake Gensel chants coming our way.
Does it sound okay? F. Jake Gensel. Yeah, you got to do the full name.
Yep.
You can't do Gensel. You got to do kind of like what the Knicks did with Trae Young, F. Trae Young.
Right.
So it's bleep Jake Gensel. Bleep Jake Gensel.
I can see it now.
Okay, it works.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
All right, stop. Top four. Top sports figures in New York because we put the F word in front of. Number four is Joe Shane.
Joe Shane?
What? Really?
What's wrong with you?
I love Joe Shane. I will not be doing this, but Tiki, hear me out.
Are you kidding me?
I am so engulfed in all this draft stuff. We have two lines of a denomination with Giant fans.
Stop it.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
I'm about to yank your
car. I'm not going to be one of these people doing this. I love Joe Shane. There are Giants fans. Half the fan base either wants a big quarterback and will be angry to the point it's F. Joe Shane chance if they go wide receiver.
No chance.
And if they do trade up for the quarterback and it's J.J. McCarthy, there's going to be people flying off the handle.
That one, maybe.
Joe Shane is in an awkward spot where he's going to do what's right by him and the organization, but half the fan base is going to be pissed off in a week.
You got Daniel Jones. You're good.
That's another reason they might chant, you know, bleep Joe Shane. Here we go.
Number three.
Nick Batum. Mm-hmm. We saw this last night. And now you might be saying, Sixer here. Why is it not Embiid? Maybe he's still to come. What do the Knicks have, Loogie?
They have dudes and they have dogs.
Nick Batum defines dude or dog
you
like
know what
we
else?
Saw last night.
There's something else. Let's just be honest. Let's not talk around it. We like to curse at French people.
You're right. You're right.
We have this anti, French sentiment. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's from World War II. I don't know if it's from the Freedom Fries of the Iraq War.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck it is. But there's a lot of like, oh, we got to make fun of the French.
Right.
They smell. They're this, they're that. And as you know, Nicolas Batum French.
Yeah. They make good wine, though.
Something you so would say.
And Nick fans are going to try to make Nick Batum French toast. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Number two.
Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Oh, how many of these playoff series have we seen? Big time pain in the ass. Thought we were done seeing him in Ranger Cap series, but here we go. Alex Ovechkin.
Especially if he has one of those old school, he still got it kind of series. Like there's a chant at wrestling events, you still got it. Ovechkin has not had a great season, even though he's chasing history.
Right.
So if you get like old school, great Ovechkin, he still got it. We'll piss you guys off.
And what will the corporate Madison Square Garden crowd be chanting at the 8-minute mark of every period? Do we know?
No, you tell me.
OV sucks. OV sucks.
OV sucks. That's
because of the number 8. All right. And here we go.
Number 1.
And the sports figure New Yorkers will be putting the F word in front of in the next 2 weeks is Spike Eskin.
Spike Eskin?
He's already begun tweeting ahead of Knicks Sixers, poking the bear, trolling, and I think there's a lot of people 4 days into Ryan Hurley's regime that are upset no lineup changes have happened, so people continue to chant bleep Spike Eskin.
Are you an adult or are you a child?
Are you talking from personal?
I'm just relaying.
No, he's checking his mentions. Why are you still there?
A lot. All right, that's Cinco de Fivo today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a flawed list. Like, I understand you wanted to mention our former boss. He's gone. He's not coming back. Like, get over it. The guy who should be number one is Joel Embiid. I mean, that is going to be the enemy of the people over the next 2 weeks. Look, I have a lot of experience with Joel Embiid, do I not? All right, a lot of experience with Joel Embiid. He is a flopper. He is a foul merchant. And quite frankly, I think he's a dirty basketball player.
Oh, he is.
And I think he's a fake tough guy. I've seen it all from Joel Embiid, and you guys haven't really. Because it's very different when you watch a team from afar, when they're not inflicting damage on you. Not to borrow your word, but I am. The Sixers have inflicted damage on me, okay? That's why this is so difficult. Joel Embiid is scum, okay? Hi, that's me saying it. And why? Because I know he is. Because I've witnessed it. Because I've watched his fake tough guy act. You guys have seen it from afar, and I respect that. This is your first time going one-on-one with them. And you can mark my words, and I say this from experience, and let this be a kumbaya moment between the Knicks fan and me. You're going to freaking hate him. You're going to curse him out. It is not even close who the number one person is that you will be saying bleep at for the next week and a half, assuming his old ass stays on the court. Because you never know. Oh, my knee. Oh, my knee. Oh, my knee. Oh. Oh, my knee hurts. I can't play. Listen, let me tell you something about Joel Embiid. Every postseason.
His other knee, by the way.
Oh, I did the wrong thing. Whatever, I'm doing
fine. And you were a childhood actor.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.